From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky. The FDA says it was the feed chickens at two Iowa farms ate that was tainted by salmonella, leading to the recall of a half billion eggs.
The feed samples, again, were positive for salmonella with a DNA fingerprint that matches the outbreak fingerprint in this outbreak.
Meantime, ABC's Vic Ratner tells us Congress wants to know if the government was too slow to recall tainted eggs.
House investigators want to know why government regulators waited 2 weeks to move in on the Iowa company that produced those eggs tainted with salmonella. The Food and Drug Administration does not now have the power to require egg recalls. Some in Congress are trying to change that, and a House committee has invited owners of the two companies involved to testify on Capitol Hill next month.
At City Hall in New York today, Mayor Michael Bloomberg welcomed the cab driver stabbed in what police here have called a hate crime.
No matter how wonderful this city is, there's always somebody that acts disgracefully. It's kind of hard to understand why. Maybe they don't understand our values and how lucky we are to live here.
The 21-year-old film student charged in the crime kept journals in which he recorded what police have described as biased sentiments from his brief time in Afghanistan. In Pakistan, the State Department's P.J. Crowley says militants may try to attack foreign aid workers helping flood victims.
To the extent that this is something that extremists in Pakistan are contemplating, it demonstrates their disregard for the welfare of the people of Pakistan.
The U.N. said today relief work would continue. What's the best Beatles song of all time? Rolling Stone says it's A Day in the Life, but the magazine says it wasn't recognized as the band's masterwork until after John Lennon's death. On Wall Street, the Dow closed at a seven-week low. You're listening to ABC News.
Come into the Home Depot today for stylish carpet with a lifetime stain and soil warranty. Get exclusive Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and have it installed throughout your house for just $37. You'll have gorgeous floors that are able to stay that way. We're lowering the cost of going barefoot, thanks to carpet with lifetime stain resistance. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
There's complete.
Ready, set, hut!
And then there's most complete.
Blue 42, set, hut!
Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A jury in Los Angeles has rejected a claim by a billionaire's grown children for millions of dollars in retroactive child support. Christy Brenn and David Brenn sued their father for $134 million. The former governor of Illinois will be retried in January, but this time Rod Blagojevich will be the only defendant. Prosecutors dismissed all corruption charges against his brother Robert today. They say Robert Blagojevich didn't play much of a role in the scheme to sell or trade at a U.S. Senate seat.
Robert Blagojevich had been charged alongside his brother in a wide-ranging corruption scheme. Last week, the jury was hung on 23 counts for Rod Blagojevich and 4 counts for Robert Blagojevich. So now the feds are dropping charges against Blagojevich's brother. They will be back in court here for Rod Blagojevich in September to try to set a trial date, which is going to be in the first week of January. John Dempsey, ABC News, Chicago.
Toyota has announced another recall involving more than a million cars with potentially faulty engine control systems. The models affected are the Corolla and the Matrix, made between 2005 and 2008. Toyota said 3 unconfirmed accidents were alleged to be related to the problem, one of which resulted in a minor injury. Roger Clemens is due to appear in a Washington, D.C. court Monday. He'll be arraigned on charges he lied to Congress when he testified in 2008 about performance-enhancing drugs. This is ABC News.
Have you noticed these days that every other ad seems to be about getting out of credit card debt? They tell you it's easy and fast, or you'll learn some kind of secret about how not to pay your debt. Like that's going to help you. It is important that you get all the facts first. If your back is against the wall and you feel that you don't have any options, call now to be referred to a debt consultant. The phone call is free and there's no obligation. Financial Future Network is a referral service that will attempt to place you with a company that will assist you in your debt needs. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms prior to enrollment. Call now, 800-501-7032. That's 800-501-7032.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. Three early morning fires in San Jose today destroyed two homes, killed two dogs, caused $1 million in damage to an asphalt plant. But it taxed an already thin fire system and increased the response time to one of those fires to 10 minutes. Stanislaus State says it can't comply with a court order forcing them to turn over Sarah Palin's contract for a June speech because it doesn't have the document. The university is blaming it on the Stanislaus Foundation. And a Sacramento area couple who left their newborn daughter in a casino parking garage while they went gambling are headed to jail. It's a 60-day sentence as part of a plea deal after a security guard found their 7-week-old girl alone in a car parked at the Thunder Valley Casino. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Oakland, South 880, heavy between 980 and High Street because of an earlier crash. In fact, it is backed up beyond 980. Office Depot has everything on your school list for less. This week, get select rulers, paper folders, and pencil cases for only 1 cent each. Go back smarter at Office Depot, valid through the 28th. In-store only, rulers and pencil cases limit 3 and folders limit 10 per household or business. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Cooler today with highs in the 60s and 70s, 80s inland. Fog and low clouds tomorrow morning with some drizzle. Otherwise, it'll be sunny in the afternoon. It's 58 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
For over 30 years, life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dow here. Welcome to the program once again. Let's quickly start with something that tells us how close that demon-haunted world is to us, at least in some places, maybe even here. This is a story, you've heard these before, about the growing accusations of witchcraft against now children. And this is not just idle chit-chat about New Age stuff. These kids are buried alive, stabbed to death, thrown in a river, attacked with boiling water, beaten. A child witch is a witch that the child, when they possess it, can make that child transform into a cat, a snake, an insect, or other animal. And these kids can wreak havoc, like bringing disease and misfortune to the family. And the most vulnerable kids are from single parents, divorced parents, dysfunctional families. It's the kind of thing that just makes your sphincters contract when you read it. It's just really, really horrible. What's the root of this? It's ignorance. It is a lack of understanding of the real world. It's a world that is out of touch with objective reality and science, etc. And it's really kind of frightening. And of course, we think we are far beyond that, that we have moved away from it. But this is also, by the way, I have to say, now this is something that may, I don't know, I don't care if it offends anybody. When you travel enough and you see, of course, how widespread Christianity is and how every culture makes it its own. When you go to Peru and you walk into a church, you see an amalgam of old and ancient symbols and rituals and their, quote, pagan religions mixed in with Christianity in the beautiful frescoes. Africa, of course, very powerfully influenced by Christianity, but they once again add their own spin. So this is really happening with pastors and Christian congregations. Or I mean, I don't know, there's so many different sects and branches of Christianity, it makes my head spin, so I don't know who the true Christians are. Are they fundamentalists? Are they Catholics? Are they Protestants? So, you know, just take a step back to look at that. But the bottom line here is when turning your back on objectivity, it's a demon-haunted world. Is this as crazy? Pat Robertson, Christian Broadcasting Network, a blog here on the network warning Christians do not, of course, celebrate Halloween because of its evilness. And candy is a source of soul molestation. Quote, during this period, demons are assigned against those who participate in the rituals and festivals. These demons are automatically drawn into the fetishes that open doors for them and come into the lives of human beings. Quote, for example, most of the candy sold during this season has been dedicated and prayed over by witches. Now you tell me the difference. Please help me explain. What's going on in Nigeria is not representative of all of Christianity in Africa, of course, nor is people claiming that the candy sold during Halloween is prayed over by witches. But nevertheless, there it is. So don't be so smug and think you are so much better than everybody else, and only we have the answers. to these perplexing problems that plague the world and the less fortunate among us. Let's move to a different sort. So we got a call the other day about a website that's very popular, one of the most popular websites for people who live in fear. They call themselves, you know, health faddists, who live in fear of everything. And the particular doctor they asked me about, whose opinions I, you know, grossly disagree with, although this was a thing about statins, and he's an osteopath with a very, very popular website. And here's a long article. One of the things the listener said to me was, well, it was long and I had references at the end. And this doctor likes to write because this is why his website has 10 jillion pages. But this time it's about no nukes policy and your microwaves beating the same old drum and trying to claim that microwaves are harmful, that microwave food is dead food that can turn into disease. And you know what I've been doing in the past? Unfortunately, here I am. When I've met a lot of these folks, and they're my age, I say, hey, let's just see who dies first. Now, that's not statistically valid, but a lot of them are dead, and I'm still here. I still microwave my veggies. It's a great way to prepare veggies. Yes, of course, anytime you heat food, hello, you boil food or heat it, you lose nutrients. So what? There's plenty there to start with. That's the whole point. And when you read this nonsense, and then you go to the references, which impresses so many people who never click the buttons and go to the actual references themselves, they are not professional references mostly. They're references written by proselytizers. The time sense is off. Sometimes they're like from 1922. All there, of course, to make the case. So, sorry, I wouldn't go near it. Now, here's some real breakthroughs. And this would... I mean, if we can get to the point where we can take an adult human cell and turn it into a stem cell and create all the tissues we want, well, we've skirted the issue, right? This whole stem cell thing. And there's wonderful progress being made there. But, of course, that progress is based on the fact that we've been able to do some basic research, at least in some countries, on embryonic stem cells so we can learn about them. So then we can learn, therefore, maybe how to make them out of adult cells. Because a very interesting study here are making liver cells out of skin cells using embryonic stem cells derived from fetuses to learn how to do it. So very, very positive. And they reprogram these cells into stem cells and reprogram them into becoming liver cells that even mimic the diseases. So very, very positive. Along the same lines, a new synthetic, a part of the eye. Those people blinded by corneal disease. This is instead of a corneal transplant, they've made an artificially fabricated cornea, a biosynthetic implant, which has recombinant human collagen. You know, that's where they manipulate the genes and make the collagen and let it grow into artificial tissue, and then it becomes human tissue, et cetera, et cetera. So a couple of real scientific breakthroughs. Here we go again. Hot chocolate spilled in someone's lap. A lawsuit. Remember the $2 million, the woman got some burns when she spilled her coffee. I don't know. What are we going to do about this kind of stuff? I like my coffee hot. This could be like people who want to ban peanuts from the world because some people are allergic to it. I understand that, but boy, that is a slippery slope. You want to sit here and list 10,000 things we should ban because some people have harmed themselves from it? And a hot beverage, it says hot chocolate. Yeah, that's it, H-O-T, hot. So be very, very careful. Now, I suppose the person at the window could dump the whole thing in your lap and maybe you'd have a case there. You know, this is like slip and fall stuff. This is very sad, very intimate, and I don't quite know what to do. This is American Civil Liberties Union. This is not making the mainstream. Well, it is, actually. A lot of women in the correctional facility here are upset over new body cavity search policies that require them to show more of them, their personal selves. It's very intimate, it's a little repulsive, and the searches, of course, like after a woman goes and sees her lawyer, they search her, and they do an intimate search. Why? Because a woman can carry contraband inside of herself. Is there not a technology, the technology that we're instituting in airports? Probably very expensive. Prisons are already extremely expensive, the amount of money we spend keeping drug users in jail. Oh, we showed them all. You know, you treat them, it costs you a third as much. But no, you want to spend $40,000 a person a year rather than get them treatment and get some help to them. We do some of the dumbest things, and you wonder why we imprison more of our citizens than any other country on earth, even countries we think are draconian. And a lot of these women are survivors of sexual abuse, and I can't even tell you what they do to these women. And you're in prison. You give up a certain of your rights, whether you're there because you deserve to be there or not. I don't need to go there, but to be inhumane, what are we teaching people? That society is inhumane. And so when they get out, we expect these people to be humane. Doesn't work, does it? I wish I could answer this. There's a high school football team where a whole bunch of members of the team have come down with something that's very rare, one in many thousands normally. It's compartment syndrome. You know, part of your muscles in your legs are enveloped in a very stiff, tough kind of a fibrous material. And if you overwork that leg and the muscle starts to swell, it can't swell because it's kind of wrapped in a shrink wrap thing, you know, naturally, normally. And then that compromises oxygen flow to the muscle, and compartment syndrome can require surgery. And here's a bunch of kids on one football team, and they're very suspicious about creatine. Used to get a lot of calls. Whatever happened to it? A lot of calls from those of you who work out and are weekend athletes. Will this improve your performance? I've told you to stay away from it, stay away from it, stay away from it. That hasn't hurt sales. Sales keep rising, of course. And now they're very concerned this could be caused by creatine doping. And I'll follow that along to see indeed if that is. What do you think of this practice of insurance companies? You know, I'd love to have people who are anti the health care plan. I'd like to have them call here and defend the insurance companies and all the practices. And if you'd like me to go, I don't have to go over them because you're smart. You're up on all these issues. So you call me and make the case. Here's another one. Now, insurers will refuse to initially cover a doctor-prescribed, FDA-approved treatment for a pain patient. They require something called fail-first or step therapy. In other words, you have to fail on 5 older, less effective, cheaper medications first, which means you're going to be in pain that whole time until they'll allow you to get access to what your doctor wants to give you, your doctor. That's right. The high school graduate at the insurance company is telling you what you can get. And people with, from neuropathy, MS pain, rheumatoid arthritis will go weeks and months or a year before they gain access to the treatment the doctor prescribes. And here's the doctor says, I'm not going to take it anymore. And he says, this is fail-first policy. In other words, you have to fail on the therapy first, the cheap therapy, is widely used by health insurance carriers and pharmacy benefit managers. These are people, separate companies, separate industry from the health, from the insurance industry, but a part of it, who simply administer drugs, decide which drugs that is available to you or not available to you. And if the less costly alternative fails, the next step is another substitute drug, always cheaper than the one prescribed by your doctor, and on up and down the line. What do you think of that? Good policy? Be careful. You might wind up in pain someday. They're trying to sell us on the idea that when you have a C-section, you should take antibiotics. And here's my fear, because the study doesn't address my fear. Let's say 10% of women with a scheduled cesarean section, 8 to 10% may get an infection. Maybe 30% of women have a C-section after the labor has begun because, you know, there's exposure to the inside of the uterus, to bacteria from the vagina, etc. Now, infection only affects 3% of women who deliver vaginally. Another reason why when you schedule a C-section, you are looking for trouble. In newborns, the prevalence rates for sepsis, that's a serious infection of the newborn, pretty rare, less than 1% of live births. Now, the question is, do antibiotics help? The double sword of antibiotics is if you take them and you get an infection, it's going to be a resistant infection, and then it's the baby. And all they're looking at is whether the babies are born with bad infections, and that doesn't seem to be made too much worse. But what is more likely is a baby will be born with a different kind of bacteria in their system. And we are now learning that is critical. When that baby gets to the nursery after they're born, they are already covered with germs. And those germs are going to be germs from the delivery room or hospital, which may not be good. Or maybe there'll be mom's germs if at least they hand you your baby right afterwards. This leads to all kinds of problems downstream. It leads to the risk for allergy. You know, this new theory that babies need to be exposed to certain germs, the good germs, not hospital germs. And this may be why babies, you know, commonly may get infections in their ears or in their penises. infections all over the place. And as they grow, it may affect them. And that did not look at it. So I'm not so sure I would give every woman on earth antibiotics. But it's a tough one. It's a tough one. The information is just not there. I wish I could settle this thing with chronic fatigue syndrome. I'm holding on to this because a couple of journals have been holding back these studies. One study, they found this mouse-related a virus in a lot of chronic fatigue patients and fewer patients who did not have chronic fatigue with this mouse virus. Then the CDC did a study, and they didn't find it. Back and forth and back and forth. And everybody's all upset, and I don't blame them. It'd be nice to get to the bottom of it. I've told you many times, I think, you know, chronic fatigue will turn out to be some unknown viral infection in those who really have it, and the rest it'll be something else that just got missed during diagnosis, and we've seen a lot of that. And I can't resolve it for you. It's just much too complex. These XMRV viruses, they're retroviruses, and whether they come after you get sick or they start an illness is just not settled, but they'll get to the bottom of it. All right, here's a simple one. Weight loss versus sex. You decide. Tell you more about it later. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-8255 or 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact one, because of gravitational effects, you weigh slightly less when the moon is directly overhead. Fact two, GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance. Think about all of the expensive things you own. For as little as $12 a month, GEICO can help you protect it all. For all the details, visit geico.com. The moon has absolutely no effect on your potential savings.
You're probably sitting in traffic thinking, I'm so tired of feeling tired. I sure was. My stuffy nose kept me from breathing right and sleeping right. I tried everything. Nasal sprays, hot showers, tons of tissues. Then I tried drug-free Breathe Right. Instantly, I breathed better. I slept better. I felt better the next day.
Breathe Right, the nasal strip that instantly opens your nose. Experience better breathing yourself. Get two free strips at BreatheRight.com.
It's my right to breathe right. It's your right, too.
Do you know if you qualify for a credit card relief program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With low monthly payments, you can afford. Credit card companies are working hard to keep debt settlement a secret, but it's not too late for you to qualify. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how we can settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Talk to us before you make another credit card payment. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. The banks would rather get something than nothing. You owe it to yourself to be informed. For your free information, call 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Results may vary, not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
$10 bid, $10 bid. Do I hear 50? $15, $15.1, $15 twice sold to the man in front over $15.
No, I'm not here to bid. I was just scratching my nose.
Scratching your nose, scratching your nose, scratching his nose. Why are you sitting out scratching your nose, scratching your nose?
I'm your local GEICO agent. I'm here to help you save money on car insurance.
I don't understand, don't understand, I don't understand. What are you talking about? Getting confused, getting confused, getting confused now.
I'm local, so if you ever want GEICO's low car insurance rates but want some personal service, I'm right here in your neighborhood. Always close by.
Well, that's comforting to know, comforting to know, comforting to know. Very comfortable. Feeling buzzing now. Let's go get coffee. Comforting to know, comforting to know. I love you. Comforting to know. Very comfortable now.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help you insure more than just your car. They can help you with motorcycle, boats, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 925-676-1111 today. That's 925-676-1111. Or visit your local GEICO office at 2340 B Monument Boulevard in Pleasant Hill.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK.
800-548-8255. So come on.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Unidell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Mark. How you doing, Mark? Welcome.
Hi there, Dr. Dean.
Yes, sir.
I went on a tour of a cavern this past weekend, and at the end of the tour, the tour guide shut all the lights out in the cavern, and it was just, of course, pitch black in there. And she claimed that if you spent enough time in an environment like that, that your eyes would get so overworked trying to pick up any available light that you would eventually go blind. And my wife and her cousin and I debated this afterwards, and we said, that would be a good question for Dr. Dean.
Well, that's very interesting. I don't know that factually. I've not heard it, but let's talk about it. Complete darkness. Of course, you may have noticed it isn't really complete. It's not totally black. It's like there's no such thing as complete silence. You go into a perfectly silent room, you can hear the rapid normal firings of the nerves in your ear. In complete blackness, you see a little bit of a background fuzzy stipple of the firing of neurons. In darkness, of course, what happens is there are chemical changes in the back of your eye. That I was thinking that you were going to go in the opposite direction, that if you lived in complete darkness, you might not get macular degeneration and cataracts and all kinds of diseases that may be associated with light and eyes doing what they have to do. Now, we're not talking about evolution where you go down to the bottom of the ocean where there's no light, animals eventually evolve no eyes. But in the darkness, would you go blind? Now, I'm sure there have been experiments in animals like this where they put animals in darkness. And I would imagine that certain chemicals in your eye, in your retina, that are necessary for visual function would slowly decrease. Your body does that. You go into space, your bones get thin. You stop using certain organs, they do atrophy a little bit. So it is possible you would temporarily at least lose some visual acuity, but I'd imagine it'd come back just as easily. So I don't know the explanation of your eyes are overworking in the dark, you know, trying to make up for the difference is adequate for me. It's a good question, and I can't just intuitively rationalize whether that is correct or incorrect. But I certainly would say if in your dark, you go into a movie theater is a good example. Why didn't I think of this? You go into a dark movie, you come out in a bright day. Whoa, it's painful, isn't it? And actually, it hurts. Your eyes have gotten used to the dark. Your pupils have dilated, etc. So your eye does adjust to the dark in a way that makes seeing a little more difficult. But I think if he meant permanent blindness, I doubt that. All right, let's talk to John in Sonoma. How you doing, John?
Hey, Dr. Dean. My question is about the online saliva swab test that they do for family history. And I'm curious to know if you can use those for paternity testing.
No, I don't. Well, you could certainly use, it would just be a little, I think it would be a more difficult a way to go than blood sampling, but you could use, I mean, what they do with saliva, they're looking for cells inside your cheeks. I'm sure you all did this as kids in school. You scrape the inside of your cheek, put it on a slide, look in a microscope, and see all these cells. Those cells from your cheek have nuclei. Those nuclei have your DNA. And from that, they can determine your genes. And if they had a sample from another family member that you're particularly interested in, like a kid or something like that, they could determine it. But the companies that do these, that do the screenings for disease, which, by the way, I disapprove of, you know, if you're looking for disease, they are unreliable. The federal government is very upset by it. They do not tell you what you really want to know yet. So I wouldn't use those for paternity. I mean, are you particularly concerned by paternity, or is this something you're just curious about?
It's to find out whether or not a baby is mine. And I thought, I mean, these tests range from $80 to $400 is what I've looked at. And I was just curious if it might be a first step to determine if I should go forward with an actual.
Oh, lordy, lordy. If you are suspicious and there's no first step, you're going to have to face it. You're going to have to talk to the parties involved, and you're going to have to do the real thing. You don't want to get swung around. You need a reliable, legally reliable test of paternity. They can be done, easy to do, and get this over with. I wouldn't tiptoe into something like that. Wow, good luck to you, John. All right, we're going to talk about sex versus weight loss. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Firefighters expect to have full containment later today of a 375-acre wildfire burning near Mount Diablo. Authorities continue to investigate the shooting death last night of a 13-year-old boy in Oakland. And FDA officials say they've found positive samples of salmonella that link two Iowa farms to a massive egg recall. Investigators finding salmonella in chicken feed that was sold to both of the farms. The Dow was down 74, NASDAQ down 22, S&P down 8 at the close today. And KGO's Lloyd Lindsay Young says much cooler today, upper 50s Oceanside to the 80s inland. I'm John Bristow, KGO Radio News.
There's more to life than a Volvo. Like the comfort of knowing the safe and secure coverage plan that comes with every new Volvo is unmatched by any other luxury brand. It's better than BMW, better than Mercedes-Benz, better than Lexus, better than Audi, Acura, and Infiniti, too. In fact, you pay nothing to repair or maintain your Volvo for 5 years. This best-in-class coverage plan includes 5 years of warranty, 5 years of factory scheduled maintenance, 5 years of roadside assistance, and 5 years of wear and tear coverage, including brakes, rotors, and wiper blades. No one else comes close to giving you all of this, which is why IntelliChoice says Volvo has the lowest cost of ownership of any luxury brand. Compare for yourself at volvocars.us. There's more to life than a Volvo. That's why you drive one. Right now, lease the impressively equipped 2010 Volvo S80 for $379 a month, and your first payment is on us. Plus, receive our complimentary safe and secure coverage plan for the life of your lease. Plan excludes tires. Visit BayAreaVolvoDealers.com or call 1-800-480-9012 for details.
Hi, I'm Mark Baragimian, president of Danmer Custom Shutters. We're having a summer sale. Listen closely. It's the best offer I've ever made. First, you'll save 25% right now when you schedule your free in-home design consultation by calling 1-888-348-3214. Second, you can get up to $1,500 in tax credit. And third, you can get free financing for 1 full year. That's right. You save 3 ways and get your shutters in as little as 3 days. There's never been a better time to lose those tangled blinds and get rid of those ugly drapes. During Danmer Custom Shutter Summer Sale, you save 25%, plus get a tax credit and free financing. Don't go to the home store. You could end up with junk. We manufacture the world's finest custom shutters right here in California. Call 1-888-348-3214. Remember, this is the best offer I've ever made. So call now, 1-888-348-3214, or go to www.danmer.com.
Hey, Gil Gross here, still free of my glasses and contact lenses thanks to Wavefront LASIK with Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver. You know, since my procedure several years ago, Dr. Hiver has introduced the all-new all-laser LASIK, an even safer, faster, and more precise way to fix your distance vision. Imagine waking up tomorrow morning and actually being able to see the clock or going for a ride or a swim totally free of your glasses and contact lenses. And now on your approved credit, if you get all-laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by Labor Day, you can spread your payments out over 24 months interest-free. So if you're between 21 and 65, call now to schedule your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. He can see you in Daly City, San Ramon, or Santa Clara. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747. Or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V, as in vision, E-R.com.
The world is full of perfect pairs. Peanut butter and jelly, yin and yang, jeans and a t-shirt, and now home and auto from Farmers Insurance. Buy them together and receive a great discount on both policies. Ask a Farmers agent about our perfect pair discounts, two of dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Get world-class savings and the service to match. Take advantage of the new low rates now available in San Francisco at Farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
Long, hard drive ahead? Pull over for a 5-Hour Energy. People choose 5-Hour Energy over 6 million times a week to get past that sleepy, groggy feeling. One quick sip is all it takes, so why drive tired when you can drive with energy? 5-Hour Energy. Try it today.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back. One lonely nurse waiting for your calls, 1-800-548-TALK. All right, now here, it's interesting who did this survey, Nutrisystem, right? 52% of women polled said they would forego sex for an entire summer rather than gain 10 pounds? 5 pounds? 15. 2 pounds? 12. Interesting graph. It's one thing to be concerned about your health and your weight, but I don't know. You're talking about one of life's great ecstatic privileges. You know, anything holy in life that I can see, that's it, isn't it? Of course, there's occasions where physical insecurities can be a hindrance when it comes to mating. You know, you catch yourself in a corner of a mirror. That's a mood killer. The writer here says, change positions. Even more alarming, what do you think of this? 25% of Americans would rather lose a little weight than get a job promotion. Suddenly, you know, obesity trumps not only companionship, but success and the higher pay that goes with it. Now, some might say, you know, the heavenly pursuit of the dollar giving way to, you know, taking care of ourselves is a good sign. I don't know. I'm thinking here like vanity, trumping everything. What do you think? I wish people wanted to lose weight for health reasons, although, you know, I've been a skeptic about how severe the health deficits are associated with obesity and with weight gain, but 10 pounds either way, impossible to determine, you know, any health benefits. If anything, you can find that people 10 pounds underweight are definitely less healthy. And yet, you know, when it comes to so many of these things like smoking, you got to go for vanity. I think the thing that gets most women is smoke. If I had to put my finger on it, would be smoker's face. The deep, deep wrinkles, that pallor. And there is nothing more upsetting when I see an otherwise beautiful woman puffing away and you see those lines starting to form and she just figures, oh, I'll quit in a year. Oh, I'll quit in 2 years. It's really quite, quite difficult. Quite difficult to see. And you go after men and you tell men who smoke and you talk about where there's smoke, there's no fire and performance in the bedroom and how cigarettes can affect that, you often get attention. But lung cancer? Heart disease? Nah, we're not bothered by that. Okay, let's talk to Becky. How you doing, Becky?
Hi, I'm well, and you?
I'm fine, ma'am. What's your question?
You were talking about microwaves earlier. And I've always thought microwaves are fine. But a coworker told me they had heard about a study where people watered plants with water that had been boiled and allowed to cool down on the stovetop and in the microwave, and that the plant that received the microwaved water died in a few weeks. I've always reproduced the study, but I live rurally, and the microwave is very hard to run on a generator.
Yeah, yeah, you got to fire the puppy up for the microwave. Go back for a second. How'd you know I was talking about him?
Who?
Well, you said early on who I was talking about, that that website and the information about microwaves. You mentioned the name of the doctor behind it. I didn't mention it when I talked about it. How'd you know who I was talking about?
I didn't know a name of a doctor. I didn't realize I said a name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I misheard you. All right, so let's go back to basics here. So you heard that microwaving the water, using that water to water a plant, the plant will die. Is that basically it?
Correct.
Yes. I don't know how to approach the question. It's, of course, complete and total nonsense. I'd love the person who told you this to call me and then ask that person where they got the information from. And, of course, you know, We get information. When we get information from people, we assume, no more than we do, we assume it to be correct. And listen, you would like to believe people who at least pretend to know something, a subject, or come off as experts, etc. But it's, oh my gosh, you know, we've been misled by some very smart people. No one knows everything. There's always more to learn, of course. And there are established facts and consensus with a lot of information. And what bothers me is that we do live in a world where if 99.99999% of experts in an area who've given their lives to something, who have done nothing but go to school for 10 or 15 years and study and learn and inquire, and whose knowledge represents the combined efforts and the blood, sweat, and tears of 5,000 years of human endeavor, establish something as a fact, and the one boob comes along and challenges it, that boob who doesn't believe it, goes on all the talk shows, I find many, many people are swayed by that. Remember that in television and radio, we need to bring you the iconoclast. We can't bring you, you know, the ho-hum stuff. You don't want to hear that 10,000 planes landed safely today. You want to hear about a plane crash. You don't want to hear that the air you breathe is okay and it's safe. You want to hear how it's going to kill you and your child, and you want to hear stuff like this. And there are folks out there who cater to you. And I don't know how to, I mean, we call this among scientists, this the Galileo effect. We just talked about it last week, how Galileo was an iconoclast and he turned out to be right. Well, he had had his mathematics and his stuff together at the time he came up with all his stuff and his, and he proved it, etc. And he was right. But you want to know something? I'm trying to think of the last time an iconoclast who went up against 99.99% of scientists turned out to be right. I'm not sure I can think of anybody. It just doesn't happen. So, back to basic chemistry. Water is made of hydrogen and oxygen, H2O. So here's your little round oxygen ball, your oxygen atom, and there's two hydrogen atoms attached to it, fiercely attached to it, really tightly attached to it. It takes a lot to break up those molecules. And if you do, you're going to produce hydrogen gas, which is highly flammable, kaboom, and oxygen, which will erode anything there is known to mankind. And yet it can be done. When, if we ever get into hydrogen as a fuel, researchers will probably, take oxygen, take water and subject it to incredibly high forces of heat, electricity, various ways, and break up the bonds to produce a hydrogen gas. So the idea, the way a microwave heats things, it vibrates the molecules. And when you boil water, it vibrates the molecules, and that produces heat. So the idea that water would even exist that you could put on a plant and kill it is, it's a level of nonsense that I'd love to know where this came from. And what it implies is that your friend who you heard it from, you know, never took a science class in school, or a science teacher will be rolling over in her grave. And it is just, it's just silly. It's really, really silly. But more important is emotionally, we worry about this stuff. And that's what really gets to me. There are people who walk around, they are worried about these things. And I think it's because we are the first generation to become so spoiled and have it so good that we got nothing else to do with our brains, because we are so used to, and we are happier, I maintain, when we struggle a little. You know, now that we got food on our table and we are fat cats, we have everything we need to excess as we glibly walk through our lives, you know, destroying Mother Nature in our process, all we can do is worry. We become neurotic because there's a lot of forces out there that are there to scare you. Fear sells. Fear is the basis of everything. We sell you vitamins because you're afraid you're not going to be healthy. We sell you cosmetics because you're afraid you're ugly. We sell you weight loss because you don't want to look in the mirror. We sell you all kinds of things. If you think of how many products you buy because you're fearful that you don't look good, you don't smell good, you don't sound good, you're not good in bed, you're not attractive, your personality is terrible, or what you have isn't the right stuff, it goes on and on and on. So anyway, you call that friend and you tell her I said she's a fool, and have her call the program. We'll leave it at that. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Your engine works hard for you every day, so make sure it's protected with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $16.99. Or upgrade to Castrol High Mileage and a premium Fram Tough Guard oil filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your engine. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Fall offers some of the finest weather the Bay Area sees all year. And Hornblower Cruises and Events is one of the best ways to enjoy it. With cruises starting at $29, you can relax, dine, and enjoy the scenery of the San Francisco Bay from the best dining yachts on the water. Make your reservations today at hornblower.com or call 415-788-7020. Perfect for parties, anniversaries, and visiting friends. Go to hornblower.com or call 415-788-7020 today.
Self-starters, clutch performers, profit drivers. This is your ride, a network strong enough to power your business wherever inspiration leads. To new opportunities, bigger ideas, better mousetraps. With Verizon Mobile Broadband, your signal is strong and the road to glory is yours for the taking.
Verizon has the mobile broadband solutions you need, like totally portable, fully capable netbooks, or MiFi cards that connect up to five Wi-Fi enabled devices. And now, get a free USB 760 modem after $50 mail-in rebate debit card with a new two-year agreement on a mobile broadband plan.
Don't leave critical connections to chance. Stay connected out of the office and keep your small business moving forward with reliable email, reliable downloads, and an undeniable advantage.
Speak with a small business specialist at any Verizon Wireless store. Visit verizonwireless.com/smallbusiness or call 1-800-VZW4BIZ.
Rule the air. Verizon.
Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Check out the signs. For sale signs on homes are going up and down more quickly. Home values are becoming more stable. And if you haven't heard, mortgage rates have reached a 50-year low. The timing couldn't be better. Right now, Fremont Bank is ready to help you buy a new home or save money in your current home with a low interest rate mortgage. At Fremont Bank, you'll find rates as low as 3.99% APR for a fixed rate mortgage. With this rate of 3.99% APR, there are no closing costs and no points. We don't tack on anything extra. And don't worry, if you need a loan for $200,000 or $2 million, we're here for you. Count on Fremont Bank for your mortgage, financial planning, and banking needs. Call 866-341-REFI to get started today. Rest easy knowing you're banking with a local community bank. Call us at 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 7/30/2010. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Shirley. How you doing, Shirley?
I have a little problem here. I wanted to straighten out my mind. I'm basically a 79-year-old, and I have just a quick medical rundown. I'm a cancer.
You should get right to the question. I'm not going to be able to do a whole rundown. Go ahead, Shirley.
Rib and shoulder and all that stuff. Okay, they're getting into the anemic part, which I have been for years. I'm no red blood cells. Mm-hmm. Not enough.
Sure.
And I've got this paper printout yet from the doctor the other day. It's on HEME or non-HEME iron.
Mm-hmm.
This is determined whether it is found in the form of that. It's called iron is only in the meat, fish, and poultry, and then in your fruits, dried beans, etc. Okay, it goes down here and it says the following factors decrease the iron assumption. Is coffee decaffeinated decreases iron 39%, tea 87% when consumed with a meal. Excess high fiber foods and brands also are decreased. I don't know what to think about that.
Yes, well, here's my thought. Heme iron is animal iron, muscle meat. Non-heme iron is from vegetables. You absorb maybe half of the iron in meat. You absorb 5%, 8% from vegetables. And it's the totality of it that counts. And while it is true, although I wouldn't put that extreme a number on, on tea, that there are a whole bunch of things that work against your iron absorption, which is why you want to get adequate amounts. And you see, you can't avoid these things. I wouldn't stop eating fiber because I was trying to get more iron in my body. If they've determined it's iron deficiency anemia, if it's iron that you need, there are a lot of ways of going about it to give you plenty of iron, and then it doesn't matter. you can't extract every single, you know, milligram of iron out of everything that you eat. And by the same token there, we're backing off thinking everybody should have nice big fat iron stores. Iron is very toxic. Iron is the most common cause of death of children when they get a hold of mom's pills. And mom's pills often contain iron and is a very narrow range. And we think a lot of women are a little anemic by our standards, but that may be okay and that may be normal. So if they've determined you're not bleeding and there's no other bad causes of the iron deficiency, then I'd leave it. I wouldn't go crazy about it, but I would take if the doctor's telling you to eat iron, is not giving you any iron supplements, tells me then your problem is mild, in which case, you know, I would eat what I enjoy and then talk to the doctor about supplementing it, if indeed it's iron deficiency. All right, let's talk to Bob. Bob, you're on the air. No, Bob? Let's talk to Phil. Phil, Dr. Dean here. Welcome to the program.
Hello, doctor.
Yep.
I have a question. I have a weak esophageal muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scheduled to have an endoscopy and an injection of Botox into my esophagus. Are you familiar with this procedure?
Yes, and it's confusing. Do you have trouble swallowing? Is that what's going on?
Swallowing and belching.
Say it again?
Swallowing and belching.
So you have trouble belching or you belch a lot?
I have trouble belching.
Yes. Okay. So I would say the opposite is going on with you. And, you know, Botox confuses people because it's used, for instance, people who are incontinent. Why would you give something to relax the muscles to them? Well, because there are muscles that are too tight in incontinence and pull the sphincter in the wrong direction. We even treat tennis elbow with Botox. So Botox is used probably mostly for relaxing muscles, sometimes muscles that, for relaxing muscles, but those muscles are often too tight. Sometimes it's a looseness of another muscle. You loosen up a too tight muscle with Botox to help that out. So in your case, you have something called achalasia, A-C-H-A-L-A-S-I-A, and that's what the doctors will be looking at. And let me tell you something, it'll cure you. It's a good thing because previously we have to do kind of surgery. And I wouldn't have any fear of this. It's the kind of thing doctors do when they are pretty sure it's going to help you. And they got to take a look first. That's what the endoscopy is about. So we'll go with that. Okay, let's talk. Let's take a quickie. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Rosie Allen and Jim Rimmer for Toyota 101.
Jim, so many people are downsizing. A new car isn't always in the budget. Does Toyota 101 have any good deals on pre-owned cars and trucks?
Rosie, Toyota 101 has a large stock of pre-owned cars, including certified pre-owned, which I think are the best value because of the extended warranty up to 7 years and 100,000 miles, supported by all Toyota dealers. So if a new car isn't in the budget, the certified pre-owned or just a regular pre-owned are in good supply, and we have wonderful specials running right now.
Not looking for a pre-owned? Toyota 101 has amazing deals on new models as well. Visit Toyota 101 today and take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 of the most popular Toyota models, including the new Prius, Camry, and Highlander. But hurry in because these deals won't last forever. Toyota 101 is located in Redwood City at Highway 101 and Whipple Avenue, or at Toyota101.com. Toyota 101, where they've changed the way Toyotas are sold.
All right, Mousetrap, your man on the street. We're down in North Beach with Angela Alioto. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Mal.
You know, you've met just about everybody that's come through San Francisco. Who's the most interesting person you met?
Gorbachev. What? Very cool meeting Gorbachev.
What's that?
He's a happy guy. Who wouldn't be happy coming to San Francisco?
Oh, but you're such a politician.
No, I'm a San Franciscan.
See, I thought you were going to say the crew from Armstrong Roofing when they came to put the foam roof on your house.
They were interesting, that's for sure. I got a foam roof, and quite frankly, I love it.
Yeah.
This is about guys coming in and literally spraying it with foam and making it totally waterproof.
The Russian poet Pushkin wrote, "Happy is the home that has a roof of foam."
Is that for real?
I made it up. You know the Armstrong phone number.
777-1234.
Okay. So if you call right now, if listeners call right now, they can save up to 20% on their new foam roof.
It's nice to have a happy home, and it's nice to have a roof of foam. What can I say?
That's Armstrong 3 7s and a 1 2 3 4.
If you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer and are considering radiation treatment, you're probably concerned about side effects. The good news is there's a state-of-the-art solution that's been clinically proven to significantly reduce side effects. It's called Calypso. Using technology known as GPS for the body, Calypso real-time tracking keeps the radiation focused to hit the tumor, not the surrounding healthy tissue, which can cause serious side effects. The fact is, when it comes to your prostate radiation treatment, close enough isn't good enough. Calypso. Hit the tumor, not what's next to it. Talk to your doctor about Calypso and choose the treatment that's precisely on target. Find out more about Calypso at hitthetumor.com.
Or call us toll-free at 1-877-597-7559. That's 877-597-7559.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Richard. Dr. Dean here. How you doing, Richard?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon and good, all that good stuff. Hey,
great.
I'd like to use sunglasses, particularly in driving, but I find that when I use the sunglasses, my visual acuity isn't good. You know, I take them off and I look and I can see a little bit better than I can with the glasses on. I've tried it with a bunch of different glasses. Is this perhaps because of the less light behind glasses and opens the iris a little bit, or is it maybe my 88 years?
Well, no, it's very possible. You very clever. You I think you may have nailed it. But first of all, less light, you do have less visual acuity. That just goes without saying. In a darkened room, it's harder to read than in bright lighting. So be prepared for that, period. But here's what could be happening. When you put sunglasses on and you lower the amount of light getting to your eyes, a natural response is for your pupils to dilate. And when your pupils dilate, there may be parts of the lens of the eye that are being brought into play that have a little cloudiness in them. And we all develop a certain amount of cloudiness in our lens as we age. It's like a pinhole camera. You can poke a little hole in a piece of cardboard, and you can hold it up over your eye. I don't care what your prescription is. You do that, and your vision will be improved, because the pinhole allows light only to go right through the middle. So when your pupils, it's bright out, your pupils are constricted way down, and the light's going through just the center of your lens, but maybe you got some cloudiness out on the side of the lenses, and then your pupil opens up, and before you know it, that cloudiness is exposed. And so that's probably it. You want to look at what happens in the dark. You know, darkness should do the same thing to you. That would be one experiment that I would try at night and see if you have the same visual acuity. And if it does the same thing, that's probably the explanation, other than the fact that it, with less light, acuity goes down. Let's try Jeannie. Not a lot of time here, Jeannie. Let's do it.
Yes, hi. I've got a debate going here. I have a friend that says all she has to do is put a cloth over her kitchen counters and it's clean, because germs die in 1 minute. Anything dry, germs in dry surface die. And I don't think so.
No, some germs, well, you're right. Some germs and some surfaces can last for days, and some germs die very quickly. So that way you can maintain your friendship. So to be safe, yes, you have to assume they last a little bit. All right. Join us in the next program.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting Visa Signature credit card perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with Visa Signature, you get great perks like discounted tickets to Sonoma Wine Country Weekend, a premier wine and food event presented by Visa Signature September 3rd through the 5th over Labor Day weekend. Use your Visa Signature card now and get savings on tickets to intimate winemaker lunches and dinners, a grand tasting event at McMurray Ranch featuring more than 200 world-class wineries and chefs, and a live auction and celebration at Klein Cellars. For more details, visit SonomaWineCountryWeekend.com. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks, in addition to the points, miles, or cash back you already earn. Check out the full list of perks at Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer is subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card.
Want to get inspired by visiting one of the most beautiful places on Earth? Then hop in your car and head for lovely Carmel by the Sea. Rated a top 10 destination in the U.S., Carmel by the Sea is like a European village where world-class food, wine, boutiques, and galleries are all within a short walking distance. Carmel is also a famous artist colony, where, in fact, Clint Eastwood was once mayor. To continue its artistic tradition, Carmel invites you to attend exciting fall events, including the Carmel Art and Film Festival from October 6th through October 10th. If you'd like to win a VIP trip to the Carmel Art and Film Festival, which includes 3 days and nights of jam-packed red carpet treatment, enter to win at CarmelCalifornia.com. You'll also find exclusive offers on hotels, restaurants, and more. That's CarmelCalifornia.com.
It's Gil Gross. Here's a good follow-up to Dr. Dean Adel.